Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Chaim Yechiel ben Esther and for Rav Alexander Yusuf ben Chaim Marita, Rav Avram Yosef ben Moshe Chaim, Baruch Abad Tzlach v'chol Maaseh Yedeyem. And we're going to be continuing our series of Shurim in the Ma'aral. We're in Vurus Hashem, Perek Chav Gimel. It says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayover al Har Elokim Chorev. He went to the mountain of God at Chorev. In the Medrash it says that this mountain had five names, Har Elokim, as we find here, Har Bashan, as we find in Tehillim, Har Gavnunim, also in Tehillim, Samaches, Har Chorev, Shmos Lamed Gimel, Har Sinai, Shmos Yates. So those are the five names. Har Elokim, Shisham Kibli Yisrael Malchusa. It says Har Elokim, that's because that's where the Jewish people accepted the Malchus of Hashem. Har Bashan, Shekol Mashi Yisrael, Ochlim B'Shineyem B'Schus Tor Shinitna Bahar. So it's called Har Bashan because Milashon Shein, whatever the Jewish people eat with their teeth, they are eating B'Schus HaTorah. So that it says in the Medrash that they were Makabel of his Malchus, the Ma'aral quotes, in our Medrash it says they were Makabel his Elokus. And in the Ksav Yad of the Ma'aral it says Sham Kibli Yisrael Malchuso V'Elokuso. However, as the Ma'aral is going to say soon, Hashem Arishan Morash Hashem Kiblu HaTorah V'Nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lam L'Elokim V'Kalos Malchus V'Enyan Rishon L'Zeh. So in order to make God their God, first they have to be Mekabel as Malchus. So Kabbalas Elokus is Kabbalas Malchus, it's one and the same. And so that's the first. Then we have the Shineim, what they're eating with their teeth, Emuchukosai Telechum V'Nasati Kishmeichem B'Yitam. And then we have Har Gavnunim. Why Har Gavnunim? Shenaki Mikol Mum K'Gvina Miloshen Gvina, it's clean of all mumin, like a gvina, in other words. They are clean. This mountain is clean of all mumin. Har Chorev, Shemenu Natlu Beisim, Rishus Larag B'Chorev. Har Chorev, because that's where Beisim got Rishus, to kill with a sword, or Bishmo Bar Nachman Omar, Shemisham Natlu Masolim Gzardin Shenlios Charevim Shenemar, Vehagoyim Charov Yechrovu. Har Sinai Shememenu Yard the Sin of the Umasolim. So, Har Chorev, because that's where Beisim has Rishus to kill with a sword, like I said, Mishmo Bar Nachman says that's where Umasolim have their Gzardin to be destroyed. As it says, Vagoyim Chorav Yechorav, they're going to be destroyed, Yishai Samach Yudbeis. Har Sinai, why Har Sinai? Shemeni Yard Sin Alu Umas Olam, that's why the Umas Olam have this hatred. Birzeh explains the Ma'aral, Kina Sinas Torah Li Yisrael, Ma'il Yonah L'Makablim. In other words, the Jewish people were Zochet to the Ma'il Yonah because they were Makabal the Torah Elokis, like the Ma'aral is going to explain. Dugma L'Dover, that because of Ma'amad Har Sinai, Paskam Misa Li Yisrael, we didn't have to die anymore. It just came back because of the Cheda Egel. Later, or earlier on in Perek Ches, says Ein Dvar Chibur V'Divuk Yoser Kamo HaTorah Shudivuk V'Chibur Adam El Boro. There's no Chibur and Divuk more than the Torah, which is Mechaber and Medavik a person to the Creator. So that's what happened when they were Mechabal the Torah. They were Zochet to this Ma'ale Elokis. They were Zochet to this Ma'ale El Yonah. They were Davik Bashem. In Derech Chaim, he says, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, Ki Aydi HaTorah, Yidveg Asad the Meboru, Kein Lecha Dover, Shu Karv, El Hashem Yisbaruch Kamo HaTorah. When they're learning Torah, you're Davik to Hashem. Through Torah, you're Davik to Hashem, you're clinging to God. There's nothing that's closer to Hashem, says the Ma'aral, than the Torah. She Atzulam in Hashem Yisbaruch, that it emanates from Hashem. L'chei Nikra Satara Eitz, therefore the Torah is called Eitz, Sheitzu Yotzim and Iker, V'netzel and Iker, because the Eitz comes out of the Iker, and emanates from the Iker, V'tach HaTorah, Hiat Sulem and Hashem Yisbarach. So the Torah emanates from God. So that's the Torah giving us this Ma'il El Yonah, and then they were Makabel, the Torah Elokis. The Ma'aral, Tiferes Yisrael, writes at the beginning of Perek Dalet, Mitzis HaTorah, Yinkamu Chebel, Shema'al Amad, Mibor HaTachtios, all of Mashafel Ayanam, the mitzvahs of Torah are like this rope that elevate a person from a low pit to the higher world, And in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Tes, he writes, Ki Atar Motzias Adam, Menatev, maybe also Dvegas by Yisbarach. Torah takes a person out of Teva and brings him to be Dovek Bashem, and that's the difference between Torah and other Chachmas. Because other Chachmas ain't be an Adam of Dvegas Hazeh. Avki Bavada Adea Chachma Gamkin Adam Utsichli. So that's interesting. Torah and other chachmas. Other chachmas don't bring a person to dveikus b'Hashem. So a person becomes more sichli when he has chachmas, but what he's konim in asechel doesn't make him kedai to be dveik b'Hashem, who's completely separate from this world. What brings a person to dveikus b'Hashem is Torah. Through the b'amtzos haTorah, through the Torah, a person is dveik. A person clings to Hashem. The Mara writes in the Derech Chaim, Lefika chadav shu malas adam en abehemis. So therefore, the person that elevates a person from animalism, that he should not be considered a low creation, is the intellectual and spiritual Torah. That through Torah, a person becomes sichli, becomes more spiritual and separate from the chomer. And therefore, the shleimus ha'adam is through Torah alone and not with anything else. That's the only way to do it. And he writes in the Paragimel, Mishnah Hey, Derechayim and Avis, the Parakam de Barazar, Biosi, El Kibli Israel, Satora, El Shain, Malach, Amovis, Vuma, Lush, and Sholetish Behem, Shinemar, Ani, Amarti, Elohimatem, Uvenayam, Kuchem, Chainta, Adam, Kumatam, Dumsun, Haddus, Fim, Tipolo, Umasha, Omar, Shain, Malach, Amovis, Sholet, Behem, Zan, Hagasateva, Shalem, Sur, and Tahasateva, Shamalach, Amovis, Sholet, Bivneadam, Fiateva, Kaldav, Shemakabo, Love, Olatar, Shialokis, who Giotzim, and Xerisateva. So it says that Malach HaMavis, we're supposed to rule over the nations when we got the Torah, and we were supposed to have a Malach HaMavis. Amarti Elokim Atem, we're Bnei Elyon, but we lost that Mila, but originally we had it, and we're not Master Tachas Teva, we're not given to the Teva. Malach HaMavis is only sholeit on a person, rules over a person l'fi ha'teva. So the klal ha'davar is that a person's mekabel ol Torah, which is elokis, he goes out of the gzeira of teva. And that's what it says, charus, don't read charus al cheirus. There's no ben charin like somebody who's osik b'Torah. And somebody who's osik b'Torah is mis'ale. So there are mevari here that somebody who's osik b'Torah is mis'ale, and he goes above teva, which is hanagas olam, until he becomes a ben charin. So that's what makes a person supernatural, Torah. Chazanish writes in his Igeres, Chelek Aleph, Igeres Yud Gimel, Ha'isha Zoch, Lidiyas HaTor, Ratzilom, Rishat Seichel, Anita B'Nefesh, Kigaren B'Gumas Esadis, Achir Yimachoch, Mavay L'Basar Echad, Hu Holech Bein HaNoshim, Nidme La'odam, Haroi Leinayim, Kiben Odam, Avol B'Emes, Hu Malach, Hagorim B'nei Smusa, V'chai Chayat, Silus, Hu Maroma, Kol Baracha, V'tehila. Says the Chazanish in his beautiful language, that a person who Zoch, Lidiyas HaTor, and he becomes one, united with Yedius HaTorah, so people think they're seeing a person, but Be'etzem he's a Malach. So that's the Maral says here in this line, V'kashe Zachu Yisrael Amala Hazos Shekiblu HaTorah Elokis. So that's this godly Torah, makes us godly. V'umos Sheinim Roiim L'Mala Hazos, but the Goyim are not Roi for this Maila, and therefore they didn't accept the Torah. Ein Safik Yekablu Al Yideizeh Richuk V'sina. They're going to get Richuk V'sina Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Gemara, "Mipnei ma uvdei kochavim mizuhamim shelo amdu al har Sinai shebishah shebanacha shal chavo hitil bazoama." It says, "Hanachas hishiani lashon nisuin." So there was this zoama that came into people and Israel that amdu al har Sinai paska zoamasam uvdei kochavim shelo amdu al har Sinai lo paska zoamasam. In the Chiddush HaGadlus, he writes that when the Nachash had beer with Chava, the Vachash was mischaber to Chava, and he was matil his zoam and his toev in Chava. And klal adavim bnei shahil Chava chibur al nachash. Therefore, the zoam comes from the nachash to Chava, and all of the goyim are bale zoam mitzad chibur. Aval Yisrael shalomdu al har Sinai pasak zoam masam mipnei ki keneged achibur shehayil Chava al nachash hayachibul Yisrael im Hashem Yisbarach. They have that zoama. But we were zocha to paska zoam asam. So they have that spiritual impurity that the Nachash put in, but the Jewish people are free of that. We were free of that at Har Sinai. Shekevin shenitna Torah, says the Maharal here. Vaya seder amitzias nosein shetei Torah shiseder alokim ba'olam. Mishlo nimsa bodar zem ruchok men Hashem yizbarach. So once the Torah is given, and the seder amitzias, the order of reality is through Torah, that's the way to get close to God. That's the seder of godliness in the world. The people who don't have it are going to be far from God. So Maharal here is explaining two things. Number one, the Seder HaMetzias gives that there should be Torah in the world, like the Maharal writes. Vaya Seder HaMetzias no sein shetei Torah. That's number one. And number two, the Torah is also Seder Elokim Ba'olam. And these two points are interconnected, as we see now. And the pasuk l'chol eis, l'chol zman ve'eis l'chol chefetz tachas ha'shamayim, says the Medrash, zman haya shetinaten ha'Torah li'Yisrael. Amar of Bibi, no relation to the Prime Minister. Zman haya lo'osu davashay nosim lamalim in ha'shamayim ve'achshavi nosim lamata ala'aret min ha'shamayim. So originally there was a zman that it's above heaven, and now it's below heaven, it's given over to the world. And as Rabbeinu explains in the Tiferes Yisrael in the 25th parak, ha'davashu muskam shelo haya b'riyas ha'olam b'mikra kara. Can't be by chance that the Torah is the Seder of the world, that it's just by chance. Now, Torah is Mesudr B'Tachlis HaSidur. The Bria is Mesudr B'Tachlis HaSidur. And the Bria can't be by chance. And the Torah is the Tzura of the world, and that also can't be by chance. So that's a Seder Chadash. When we got the Torah, there's a Seder Chadash that wasn't until now. And Raisha Tia Torah, she Tzura's Kololim B'mikra. Right? The Maharal is very into things can't be B'mikra. If they're important enough, they can't be B'mikra. So it has to be something essential, it has to be something inherent. So it's inherent in the world that there's a Torah. Torah is the Seder of the world, it can't be B'mikra. If it's the Seder of the world, it can't be B'mikra. And there he explains why the Torah is Dafka B'chodesh HaShlishi, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. So the Seder is Mechayiv, that the Torah should be given B'zman Miyuchad V'lo B'mikra, and that's because Torah is the Seder Chodesh V'tzuras Kol HaNevraim. And the Maharal writes, it's Seder Elokim Be'olam, like the Chachamim say in Bereishis Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavid B'Torah, U'Bara Es Ha'olam, God looked in the Torah, and He created the world. And as the Maharal says in many places, the Maharal talks about this, Perek Tezayin in the Sefer HaGevuras, Ki HaTorah Seder Olam, Babar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Ha'olam, other places as well, as is brought in the footnotes, in the Mechon Yerushalayim edition, V'pnei Zeh HaHar, HaZeh Shesham, Kiblu HaTeira, Goyreim HaToiv, V'mi Shekiblu HaTorah, V'hefech Zeh, La'oysam She'ein Lahem Torah. So this mountain, where they were makabel the Torah, causes good to those who accept the Torah, and hefech zeh to those who didn't accept the Torah. Since the Torah is the Seder Elokim Ba'olam, as the Maharal writes, so it brings Malchus Hashem to the world, because Malchus is Seder, like he writes later on in Perek Mem Vav, because the Cham is called the Melech, because Al Yadi is Seder HaMetzias Ba'olam, which is Zman, right? We have time because of the sun. And therefore, somebody who's not Mishtaich the Kabbalah Satorah is not Mishtaich to Malchus Hashem. As the Maharal writes in the Nesiv Yiras Hashem, Ki Adarishu Maruchak, Shu Yotzei, Men HaSeder Legamre, Darvizeu Toeba, something out of the Seder is called a Toeba, like of the Zara, Nesha of the Zara, Zara Maruchak, Yotzei Men Rishus Hashem is Baruch Lidovik Be'alilim. So whatever is outside of the Seder, outside of the Seder Eloki, is Metuaf. Ma writes in the Sefer Teferes Perek Chavav, Ki HaTorah, Ki HaMala Al Yona, Ki HaKrov Al HaShem Yisbarach, Umishem Marchik Ohavo V'Krovo Shel Echad, Marchik Gam Kenosu Shu Karov Lo, Kach HaTorah Shu Krovo Ohavo Al Shel HaShem Yisbarach, Kisharichu Asa Akum, Yisrachku Men HaShem Yisbarach Richu Gamor. Torah brings us close. Those who got the Torah get close. Those who didn't get the Torah go far, away from HaShem. Ulefika Chayel Ahar HaZeh, Chamesh Shemos. So because of this har, where they are makabel the Torah, causes good, and it causes the hefech to those who don't have Torah. But the kasha is, and therefore the har had five names, which we'll get to in a moment. But the question is, it shouldn't be a din in the har, it should be a din in the Torah. Why is it a din in the har? Har hazeh shesham kiblu haTorah. We know the Torah does good, but why the har? So we could say that we find that a place is called al shem hamaora, like he says here in the footnote. Vayered hamalaki haknani yoshev barahu vayakum vayksum ad achorma rashi zad achorma shem okum nikra al shem hamaora. Because there they were machrim them, they wiped them out, so that's also the name of the place. So therefore Har Sinai is called Al Shem HaMa'ora. That happened there, which is Matan Torah. So therefore the Har gets these five names, because of the Cheshivas of the Har, because that's where the Torah was given. But maybe the Torah should have five names, because that's what's giving, causes these five names to be given. As these five names are about the chashivas of the har, so don't give the har the names, don't give the har the names. Give the Torah these names. So in the Sefer Derech Chaim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. And the Mishnah Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, he says, why does it say Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai? Why not Miyakadosh Baruch Hu? He didn't get Torah from Sinai. He got Torah from Akadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lekabalas Torah Misinai bevadei yesh leMoshe Tzeref Miyuchad. Tahaynu lekabal Torah Misinai har Elokim. Moshe nikra gam ken ish Elokim. So he got it from the mountain of God, and he was a man of God. And therefore the Torah comes from Har Sinai to Moshe. And therefore it says Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. And it doesn't say Moshe Kibbol Torah bisinai. He's not telling us where he got the Torah from. It's coming to tell us that it's misinai, that Sinai is special for Moshe. And there's a tseiruf to Moshe that through Har Sinai, Moshe comes to the Torah from the giver. So Har Sinai is the siba of Nesinas HaTorah. It's miyuchad, it's roi, Moshe shayach to Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the humblest of all, most humble of all mountains, and Moshe is humble. It's a certain chashivas of Har Sinai that causes Torah to be given there. So therefore the Har, which is the Siba for Kabbalah HaTorah, that brings bracha to Mekabalei HaTorah, so therefore it gets the five names. And it brings the opposite to those who weren't Mekabal Torah. And the Maharal writes in the Ksav Yad, Biur Zeh, Ki Nesinas Torah LeYisrael Devar Chadosh Ba'olam, Shkol Dvar Meshe Yuad Hina Hina, So before there's Torah, then everyone's equal. But once there's Torah, this Davar Chadash in the world, there's this Davar Eloki in the world. Whoever has it gets this special status, and whoever doesn't have it loses this special status. And therefore, when we get the Torah, the Maiminim Ba, you get Oshir Bakovet. And Lehefech L'masmi'ilim Ba, then Lehefech Chas V'Shalom. Could be a Sama Mavis. Shekena Dinosim B'chol Maila Yon Eloki Shikdusha Shamashir Ba Yesh Mavis V'Herig V'Avodin Mitzad Osa Maila Zos. It's very potent, so it could bring either life or death. And therefore Har Sinai has these five names. It has these five names because God revealed himself on this mountain. And now the Maharal is going to explain these five names, the significance of these five names. So, Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, I hope that in the next shiur of the Maharal we will discuss the five names. But in this shiur I hope we got a little appreciation, more appreciation of the chashivas of Torah in the world. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.